Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We take a word out of the Bible. We expound on it. At least four or five scriptures. The Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, thing will be established. Well, we're just looking for four or five. Trying to find four or five things. So we're going to pick out a word today. The word today is the mind, M-I-N-D, your mind. What you think? The thing God gave you to think with. And so let's look at some of these scriptures. Philippians 2, verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5. All these scriptures there are from the New King James Version, by the way. And Philippians 2, 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You mean I can have the mind of Christ? Yes, you can. You can think on these things. Don't think on those things. Think on these things. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. Where'd you get a sound mind? God gave it to me. God gave me a sound mind. You crazy? No, I can't be crazy. God gave me a sound mind. Are you worried? No, I'm going to roll my cares over to God, for God gave me a sound mind. Are you confused? No, I don't have a spirit of confusion. But God gave me a sound mind. You got to watch your confession, what you say about yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Paul said that. He's talking about the Corinthian church. What do you know? We have the mind of Christ. We have the same mind Christ had. Whoa. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What am I supposed to do? Be transformed. Don't think like I thought when I was born on this planet. Don't think worldly stuff. I'm going to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. What do you mean you're going to renew me? I'm going to give you some new thoughts. I'm going to think different. I'm going to talk different. I'm going to say different. I'm the redeemed of the Lord, and I'm going to say so. What do you are? I'm a child of the living God. I have the mind of Christ. And so even as a newlywed, I learned to say that. You know, as a father, when I became a father the first time, as a businessman, as a minister, you know, I have the mind of Christ. What are you going to do? I don't know, but I got the mind of Christ. God will let me know. God will order my steps. He'll direct my path. He'll guide in all truth. He'll talk to me when I go to sleep. He'll talk to me when I get up. God will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm blessed and highly favored. Ooh, that's good. Colossians 3, verse 2. Colossians 3, verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Whoa. Set your mind on things above. What above? God, heaven, where I'm going, not where I'm at. So what are you thinking about? Well, I'm a blessed individual. This is nothing. This world down here is temporary. I'm going to eternity one day. I'm going to live in heaven. I'm going to live forever. Doesn't matter how old I am. I'm going to live forever regardless. So, you know, you think about it. If you live to be 100, when you get to heaven, you're going to live for eternity. You're going to live for billions and trillions of years. 100 years is nothing. So, like this, Romans 8, verse 5. Romans 8, 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. You get born again, you get to live a different way, think a different way, talk a different way. You've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness, placed in the kingdom of God's dear Son. And it'll change the way you think. You're not perfect. There are no perfect people. Like I said, the Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. We are blessed and highly favored. Oh, that's good. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. How do you get a sound mind? Watch what you read, watch what you watch what you listen to, watch what you feed on. Don't let anything into your mind. Don't listen to this, don't watch that. Why? That's not good. I remember when Ainge and I were first married, we were sitting down and watch a movie. And she said, we can watch a movie. I said, sure, let's sit down. We'll watch an old movie. And the movie's coming on. And so I asked her, I said, what's the name of this movie? And I didn't recognize it. And so the music's playing, it's coming out. I said, well, how does it end? She said, what? How does it end? She said, I'm not going to tell you. It'll ruin it. No, I don't watch a movie unless I know how it ends. I need to know how it ends. What are you talking about? Well, if it doesn't end good, I'm not going to watch it. For example, I've never watched the Titanic. I got a college degree. What happened to Titanic? Well, the boat sank. Most of them drowned. I don't want to watch that. I don't watch a movie that's a 3-hour movie that the boat sinks and people drown and ends bad. I don't want to watch that. Well, it's a true story. It didn't happen to me. I don't want to feed on that. I'm going to think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, we get a report. I want to think on these things, not those things. And the devil's always trying to get you to think on something that'll scare you, mess with you. Oh, what happens if this happens? What happens if this? What you've been to tomorrow. Why are you worried about tomorrow? The Bible says don't think about tomorrow. Today's got enough stuff to deal with. Think about today. Take it one day at a time. They wrote a great song about that. So what? Guard your heart. Don't just let yourself think about crazy stuff. I like this. Philippians 4, verse 8. Now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. One final thing. Listen, I've told you a lot of stuff, but I got one final thought for you. Fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts on what is honorable. Fix your thoughts on what is right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Whoa, that's real good. Now, I'll give you a couple more here. Matthew 15:11, New Living Translation. It's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You're defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. Jesus said you're defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. It's not what goes in your mouth, what comes out of your mouth. So guard your heart. Watch what you talk about. Watch what you say. Watch what you think on. Oh, that's so good. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, 2 Corinthians 10, 5, New Living Translation. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church. What are you doing? We're trying to capture their rebellious thoughts. We're trying to capture, put in jail, lock up their rebellious thoughts. We're trying to capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. And I give you the last one, Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's why we go back to the scripture. Think on these things, whatever is lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those other things. So control your thought life. It'll lead to a better end of whatever you're dealing with today. Watch what you think about. Listen, everybody's got to go to work. Everybody deals with stuff. Matthew 5:9, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called the children of God. Well, one translation says peacemakers are problem solvers. So Jesus said, blessed are the problem solvers, for they shall be called the children of God. We are put in this planet to solve problems. Satan is the temporary god of this world. John 10:10, he steals, kills, destroys. We're here on an alien planet. This world's not our home. We're going home, but we're not at home. But while we're here, we're to be the salt and the light of this world. We're to leave people better than we find them. We're to leave situations better than we find them. We got a great opportunity. We have a full-time job. We'll never be laid off. We'll never be unemployed. We're here to serve people. So let's do a great job by watching what we think about. Let this mind be in Christ, which is also in let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I need to think like God thought. I need to think on these things. Whatever is lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, good report. So learn to control that thought life. How do you do that? Well, you get your mouth moving. Kids used to have when I was a school administrator. How do you control your thought life? Get your mouth moving. Your brain will follow your mouth. That's why the Bible says, think on these things. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How do you get saved? You got to say it. I believe Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for me, God raised from the dead. I confess it with my mouth. How did you get saved? I said something. God told the children, speak to this mountain, tell it to be removed, cast in the sea, and it'll do exactly what you say if you believe it. So you got to watch what comes out of your mouth because it's going to determine the quality of your life. So today, let's learn something. Let's start talking better. At home, around our spouse, around our kids, around our neighbors at work. Don't let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth, except that which brings grace to God. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. except that which ministers grace to the hearer. So we're gonna start learning to live right by controlling what comes out of our mouth. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.